Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for congressional approval of the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program, describing it as the most consequential foreign policy debate since the country's ill-fated 2002 decision to invade Iraq. President Obama is speaking at this moment at the American University in Washington. The U.S. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day window to consider the pact, set to vote in September, whether to accept or reject the deal. Mr. Obama has promised to veto a rejection. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is again expressing concerns over China's massive island-building efforts in the South China Sea. Kerry met with China's foreign minister on the sidelines of the 10-nation ASEAN forum on Wednesday.
The United States shares the frequently expressed desire of ASEAN members to preserve the peace and stability of the South China Sea. We want to ensure the security of critical sea lanes and fishing grounds, and we want to see that disputes in the area are managed peacefully and on the basis of international law.
Meanwhile, Beijing has rejected criticism of its efforts and have refused to engage in discussions at regional gatherings like the ASEAN meetings. Later Wednesday, Kerry is to meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Hundreds of migrants attempting the journey across the Mediterranean are feared to have drowned after their overcrowded fishing boat capsized off Libya, according to Italy's Coast Guard Wednesday. The latest news reports say 400 people have been saved and 25 bodies recovered. The boat had run into difficulty about 15 nautical miles off Libya and sent a distress call. The two vessels were immediately dispatched to the scene. VOA News.